This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back, Nation. The segment here, we got some Rangers audio for you. Counting you down to opening day, Thursday night, 6:30 first pitch, 6 o'clock pregame here on The Fan. Here we go, some Boach, cut three on Lankford and what makes him special.
Yeah, and not just spring training. I have to talk about his numbers last year coming up through our system. They were amazing, and he's just a gifted athlete. And I say athlete, you know, you talk about his hitting, but he's done a good job in left field. He runs well. He's a baseball player, and he's just a guy that is so grounded and humble. I just love watching him play. He plays the game right. He gets it. Now, I don't have him, you know, set in a certain spot in the order right now. He could be hitting third against lefties. He could be hitting fifth or sixth. You know, I don't want all the attention on him because it's going to be all of us, and that's what it was last year. But, you know, we're lucky to have this man. And coming to spring training, I really thought that, you know, he would make this club.
There he is on MLB Network talking about the kid Lankford. I love the part about being grounded, about being humble and playing the game right. And, you know, I don't go for like the old timey traditions of don't celebrate, don't flip your bat. I don't think that's what Bochy means. I think he just means he's playing hard. But when you get players on your team who are grounded and humble, you know, their ability to take coaching, their ability to be conscientious about what they need to work on and not blaming others, you know, not thinking they've made it, believing that it's going to be hard work daily that spells success, not some sort of inherent talent that I'm here to dominate everybody with. That is the kind of personalities that make it to the top in sports and stay there.
And you got two of them with Evan Carter and Wyatt Lankford. I mean, both of them just have the right mentality. You listen to anybody in that coaching staff, and they're like, for as young as these dudes are, they just seem like they're grown adults. Like their wisdom that they have, and just their mindset mentality of how they approach the game, but also life off the diamond.
Yeah, and they say the same about Foskey. You know, like to his credit as well, like it seems like this is a very important thing for them, you know, from a front office standpoint and a team building standpoint. They are absolutely going out of their way to bring in a guy like Evan Carter, and everybody's crushing them for it. Who's this guy? Everybody on the draft is going, we've never heard of this guy. Yeah. Well, clearly they knew things about him, obviously on the diamond, but then they knew the type of dude he was off the field as well. And they're clearly trying to get these guys. And when you get the beautiful talent plus the personality, DNA, the makeup, just true professionals at such a young age, then you've hit the jackpot. And it seems like that's what you've done with Lankford and Carter.
Yeah, you know, if I could describe their approach, I just came up with this term, it would be based ball players. Get the reference?
Yes, dude.
Is that genius?
Absolutely.
That is good. Wouldn't that be the title of CY's book?
Good. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
These,
yes,
are, these are the type of Ranger players we want. We want baseball players.
That's We've put right. together quite the merch store with the bang bang.
Yeah.
And he's looking down the barrel of his bat like a freaking sniper. We got a merch store thing cooking up right now. It's pretty impressive.
Let's do it up, man. We're proud of this baseball team. We want to rock it any
Hell
way
yeah.
we can.
Hashtag run it back.
By the way, are you guys going to get the gold trim?
I don't think there's any left. It sounded like there was a line out to 30.
Yeah,
trying to get that stuff.
The initial, like the opening of it at the Rangers shop at Globe Life Field, it was a sellout immediately.
Yeah.
But I presume these are, you'd be able to get the gold trim throughout the season was my thought. But
Yeah, I don't know.
I would certainly hope so.
I'd hope so, too.
That's a must-have event.
See, what we do is the fortunate thing, we go broadcast. We get there a few hours early, and we get to kind of scope things out. And maybe when they open up, you can hustle over there and get you something.
Yeah.
You know, but other than that, there were people camping out for that stuff.
I know, but it's polarizing. Some people absolutely love it. I'm in the camp that loves it. I know a guy like Choppy. Choppy doesn't want, he's not here for the gold, but I'm like, dude, the championship gold trimming.
It's special.
Only one team gets to do that every year.
That's right. Yeah. By the way, Lankford just had a double out there at the Globe. They're continuing some exhibition action. I just love the idea, the options, that if Carter does struggle against lefties, you can take him out, hit Lankford in the three hole. You have such adaptability now with this embarrassment of riches that Boach has at his disposal. Speaking of that, Boachy on Seager's return and what he brings to the lineup.
Well, we didn't want to rush him. You know, you get to opening day, and everybody's going to fight to get it in their opening day, but I just thought he had a great attitude. He said, hey, if I'm not ready, that's fine. I'll be ready, you know, within a week. But he came on fast there at the end. He got a lot of light BP, been running sprints. And, you know, first game, I think he played three innings. Last night he played six innings. These days off have really helped, too. After today, we have a day off. But he's bouncing back after a night game. Playing in a day game today, and same with Josh Young, both of them. So it's good to have the left side of our infield back out there, their presence. And it really is amazing. When you look at Corey last year, a couple of injuries he had, how fast he came back. He's a tough guy, and he wants to be in there, and he looks good right now.
I mean, I'm just getting goosebumps thinking about Seager stepping into that batter's box on Thursday night.
Oh, you know, legend.
The ovation is going to be insane.
Yes, it's going to be epic. They've already got a big mural up of him out there after he hit that donkey in game one of the World Series. Just incredible. It's going to be fun to look at some of the new stuff that they've got out there at the ballpark. We get to go on Thursday. But what Seager and Young have done with their health, now they're ready to go for opening day. This is going to be fun. We can't leave Josh Young out of that conversation. Sherd sent that in too, just one of those guys that's a based ball player.
Yeah.
He certainly fits that mold as well. But this lineup is just filthy. When you're talking about Josh Young and Jonah Heim, two guys who were all-stars last year, hitting sixth and seventh in your order, it's like, holy crap. Leody Taveras, who can go on a tear for months at a time as well, he's now probably going to be in the eighth hole. I mean, it's incredible.
And for a guy like Seager who misses all of spring training, and you're like, obviously you're going to be excited that he's there for opening day, but usually you can't have much in the way of expectations for a guy like that who missed all of spring training. But
why
Corey
not?
Seager is a different breed.
Yeah, why not?
We saw it happen last year. He doesn't have any minor league games, comes off the IL, and immediately, what am I doing? I'm hitting a double my first at bat. I mean, he's unbelievable.
We'll get the best version of him on Thursday, no question.
That flex when he hits that home run, oh, man.
Oh, just, yeah, the emotion that he showed.
It's the greatest home run celebration in franchise
incredible.
History.
It's like 2 years worth of pent-up emotion.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Ocean.
Yeah.
Like since becoming a Rangers, the first time you really let that out. And
yeah.
It was, what a moment, dude.
It was like he was a Jedi and he had just slain like Vader and he was just standing there like, raw.
Dude, we need to get like an art piece done of this where he's swinging a freaking lightsaber, dude, and make it like put the Star Wars realm
Another
into
t-shirt,
the ballpark
huh?
or something. Yeah. Yes.
I'm like, sure the Star Wars fans will pump that out pretty quickly.
Dude, yeah.
No doubt.
Epic. Merch store. It's time now for the G-Bag of the Day. Into the Pimp Cup we go. Here's Chris Strong for Lucius.
What's up, guys?
Hey, buddy.
Sir.
I saw Alec Medford wearing that gold trim hat earlier. I think he went to the game yesterday.
Okay.
Dude. Snagged him one.
It's a beauty.
They restocked him, Chris. Our buddy Joe texted and said, hey, yeah, they got him restocked. A lot of the fans, the Tolos, texted in like, hey, they're good. We got plenty of the gold merch left.
All right, there we go.
Yeah, I'm glad we have them in there. This is G-Bag of the Day for Tuesday, March 26, 2024. I'm grateful to fill in for Lucius Alexander this week. Our one-time winner from yesterday is Adams State Baseball, which is in Colorado, apparently, where their broadcaster joined a fan in the stands complaining about a call.
You suck! Horse that's terrible! Bulls that's a bunch of you guys know it too, huh?
Put your heads out of your ass! Terrible!
How can you say that? That was like 10 feet!
Oh, everybody saw it!
Yay, they got it right!
Yay!
Yay!
I salute the refs for changing that call, man.
Honestly, if your broadcaster is that heated, I think you have to fix the call there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And maybe get him a raise, you know, if you're the home team.
Yeah, let's get some music in here.
Good famine chip out of the booth.
Let's go to today's nominees. I'm going to shoot it to a Hawks announcer. There's a lot of good women's basketball yesterday. There's a triple header on ESPN. Yeah. Iowa versus LSU is getting closer and closer. Mm. One win away for each.
Yeah dude.
But the Hawks announcer doesn't like Caitlin Clark's attitude as of late.
Boy, Jason Tatum does a lot of complaining. Who does he think he is, Caitlin Clark?
Uh-oh. Wow.
Caitlin Clark was complaining so much as her dad got on her at the tournament on the stand.
Okay, so this is the Atlanta Hawks broadcast team talking about Jason Tatum and throwing a stray out to Caitlin Clark.
Yeah.
Do I have this correct?
Yeah, it's like unwarranted.
Fantastic. It is true. I will say, I mean, she does do a lot of, you know, looking over at the referees, like, what's going on here? And her dad did,
yeah, her dad, I believe,
did he use the word shut up?
He did.
He said quit it. Yeah. Take her out of there.
Did he say quit it or shut up?
He might have said both. I think there were multiple times that they panned to him, and he was not happy with the way she was complaining.
Because I couldn't see from the video that I saw, but I saw a lot of people alleging that the father was yelling to his daughter, Caitlin Clark, to shut up at points throughout that game.
It's been electric, man. I mean, excited for that Iowa-LSU. I don't know if the Hawks announcer is excited, but I'm personally excited.
Yeah, it's going to be a great game. Great player. You know, she's dealing with pressure. There might be some prima donna vibes being thrown out right now.
I do believe her favorite player is Luka.
That makes sense.
So the big entertainment news that Eric talked about yesterday is P. Diddy. Unfortunately, he's like facing some alleged Epstein sort of stuff going on. Real bad stuff. And this went viral on Twitter, actually.
More Epstein or Weinstein, you think?
Oh, is it Weinstein?
I think both are in play. Both are in play. I guess he had a love jet that would cruise around the
Barbie?
World. No, a Diddy.
Diddy.
Oh, yeah. Gosh.
Yeah. I didn't realize how serious it was until I got home last night. They're like pulling people out by gunpoint out of his houses.
Yeah, dude. His kids.
Wow.
And he was on a bird to Antigua.
Damn.
While his kids were having to like flush all of his evidence.
Did they have to point guns at his kids?
Oh,
I mean, we're just watching SpongeBob.
Yeah.
What's going on?
I don't know. That's above my knowledge there, but it did get pretty intense. And now we are at a place where instead of saying pause in those particular moments, they're saying no Diddy.
Wow.
No Diddy.
Yeah, I heard talk about the South Park show, you know, that Diddy 15 years or so ago or whatever. And I was like, wow, all that stuff, that South Park crew. Yeah, they did.
They're brilliant.
Well, apparently P. Diddy's neighbor isn't too happy about the news either.
Oh. Y'all stop bringing all the minors over here late at night. I live right next to him. He do too much. Wow. He be like buses, like big ass buses. All type of pop up, especially at nighttime, like around 3 o'clock in the morning. It gets wild. I'm his neighbor. When my basketball go over there, I just let it be because I don't want him knock on the door.
Wow.
He said, I don't want to knock on the door if my basketball goes over P. Diddy's fence.
Huh.
Not going to go grab it.
that's pretty dang funny, right?
They had some flyovers of his place. Wow. You know, like a block in Los Angeles.
Oh yeah, it's a compound.
Yeah,
it's an estate for sure,
man.
Or what do you guys know about Roll Tide Willie? Anything about Roll Tide Willie?
Drewski, Roll Tide. He doesn't give a piss about nothing but the tide.
Nothing but the tide. Yep. And sorry.
No, that's good. No, give it to us one more time, Chris.
Nothing but the tad.
There you go.
Is that good?
Well, that's good. That's the Topher coming out of Christopher right there.
Tad.
Well, he joins the Theo Von Con podcast last week with Drewski as well. And they asked him this simple question.
Now, you know, Willie, what would it take to get you to cheer for another team? That is a question I would like to know, man.
Never. What
amount of money would it take?
Couldn't take no money. I'm a diehard Italian.
Well, what amount of would it take?
No, nothing. I'm a diehard Italian fan.
Now, what if a woman came, and I'm talking a lady came over from Texas A&M.
Hold on.
A lady rides Texas up A&M. In a Corvette, Willie,
what the Corvette?
With some of that and that real. She got some look like two angry dogs trying to chew on your.
I seen some of them at the airport.
Yeah, get you a little sip of that beer. How's that beer, Willie?
That beer's good, but ain't nothing gonna make me leave the Tide. Though.
Really, nothing.
Nothing. Bruce, I'll tell you, I'm a true Tide man.
Lucy, I'll tell you. I wanted to hear from Lucy.
He doesn't wash his clothes with it or anything, but he. He does love that football program.
Man, I love it. I don't think I'm that familiar with Roll Tide, Willie, but I need to be. And the podcast, man. Those guys are hilarious.
Dude, Theo Von, yeah. There
Theo, Von, that, Theo is that funny. Question, what? He had something like two barking dogs?
He might be the one guy that is you can't cancel him. Like, people just get Theo Von for what he is. He says outlandish things all the time. Nobody goes after him. He's hilarious.
Right on. Well, congrats to our champ and our three challengers. Let's do some voting. Is it the refs, umps reversing the call there at the college baseball game? Hawks announcer doesn't like Caitlin Clark's attitude of late. Diddy's neighbor spilling the tea.
Wow.
3 o'clock in the morning, buses of minors showing up. Oof. Wow. And Roll Tide, Willie, roll with Drewski there. That's my vote, Chief. How about you?
Samesies.
I'm rocking with Roll Tide for sure.
Yeah, I'm going Roll Tide.
Ryan.
Hell yeah, brother.
Yeah, since you guys all voted for that guy, I will vote for our Adams State champions.
By a score of 4-1, and your new G-Bag of the Day champion, it's Roll Tide Willie with Drewski. Thank you, Chris, and for Lucius all week long here in the G-Bag Nation, doing a heck of a job back there.
I think you should be Topher from now on.
Topher Strong? I'll go there.
I think you're Topher.
Thank you, man.
The last Strong I worked with, he was actually producing the show, turned out to be John Strong. The soccer play-by-play guy, you know.
Wow,
I can tell he was just out of college and he was already acting like a 50-year-old broadcasting veteran. I was like, I'm gonna get out of your way, young man. You're going places. He acts so old. I called him Uncle Strong.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.